A provision in an omnibus spending package passed by Congress last week bans the National Park Service from spending money on law enforcement on the Yukon River inside the Yukon-Charley River's National Preserve. The ban, inserted by Representative Don Young, stems from conflicts between local boaters and rangers in the preserve, including the much-publicized confrontation between rangers and Central resident Jim Wild last year. The state and the Park Service disagreed about the federal agency's authority to do law enforcement on navigable waterways owned by the state of Alaska. Representative Don Young says the ban is specific to the Yukon.
It says that they can't patrol the Yukon River. They have control over the other waterways, you know, the smaller tributary streams in the Yukon-Charley River itself, but not the Yukon.
Young had originally pushed to ban all on-water law enforcement inside the Yukon-Charley Preserve, but the agency objected, citing federal mining and subsistence fishing enforcement responsibilities. The Park Service stopped doing on-water boat safety checks this spring due to local opposition. Agency spokesman John Quinley says the new restriction will further ratchet back the Park Service's approach.
Last summer, we did not do boating enforcement, boating regulation enforcement on the Yukon River. We made contacts on shore. This, you know, we're still looking at the language and with our attorneys, but this would prohibit us from enforcing any boating regulations, safety issues, that sort of thing, and talking to people about onshore. We think we would be prohibited in enforcing those even onshore.
Quinley says the Park Service remains concerned about boat safety on the Yukon and will try to get its message out in other ways. Jim Wild is awaiting sentencing on charges stemming from the shoreside scuffle he had with rangers, which ensued after he failed to obey their orders during a boat safety check on the Yukon River in September 2010.